Much like today, the Sonoma Coast was a popular destination for native people here as far back as the evidence can be found, says Santa Rosa archaeologist Tom Origer.
It was a very popular place for inland peoples to come out, visit their coastal relatives and neighbors, collect seaweed, shellfish, all those things, along with salt, and then they would take it back inland and consume it themselves or trade it to other people for other resources.
From the mouth of the Russian River to the intertidal marsh of the Estero Americano, the Coast Miwok and Kashaya Pomo drew on a rich variety of food sources and other materials from along the edge of the ocean.
The Estero would have been a very rich environment for waterfowl and fish and other critters, plants also. But the bluffs also were pretty good because down below the bluffs you have a lot of rocks. And those rocks in the ocean are places where there's mussels and other kinds of shellfish live there, seaweed. So there's other resources that Native American people would have been collecting off those rocks.
Including abalone, which, while just as prized as they are today, were much easier to acquire.
You had fewer people that were out there ganging up on the abalone like they do now. I remember when I was younger in high school, we could just go off a Bodega Head and not even get wet and pick abalones. And I'm sure when the Native Americans were out there were a lot more abalone around, and they probably didn't get very wet getting them either.
Another readily accessible shellfish served multiple purposes.
In Bodega Bay itself, they were digging clams, just like we do now. And then those would all go back to the village where they would process them, and some of it would get cooked and eaten right there. Others would get dried and then taken inland. The shells, in particular the horseneck clam and the Washington clam, were used for making beads. So their money, so to speak, was made out of those shells.
And that handmade currency circulated throughout much of Western North America.
We see clamshell disc beads getting as far east as Utah. But certainly they were very commonly used in California and in Nevada. They traveled for hundreds of miles, north and south, all up and down the coast, and into interior locations.
Even though the native people were here for thousands of years, Oringer says their population was modest, perhaps 2,000 or 3,000, scattered across the region in small groups or camps.
They were primarily extended family groups. So you'd have a mom and a dad and their kids, and then there might be an aunt and uncle and a grandparent, and maybe another son-in-law or daughter-in-law or ne'er-do-well that didn't launch out and go on their own. So you might have 15 or 20 people, and then at times during the year, those smaller groups would aggregate and form larger villages that could have hundreds of people.
But how and when they first arrived in this area remains a question that has not definitively been answered.
One of the theories is that they came down because the Bering Strait was then dry back at the termination of the last ice age, so they could just walk across and then come down the coast. Other folks think they might have come across on boats. There may have been routes that were a little more inland, but nobody knows for sure how they actually got here. But they certainly got here many thousands of years ago.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.